coincidence or destined. When a trivial incident becomes a turning point in your life. From Kishore Chandiramani. How can we take full credit for all the rewards that come to us because of doing something very trivial without even having a serious intention to do it? A single letter written to someone, a phone call, a chance meeting without any plan, or responding to a job advert. The decision was taken at the spur of the moment without giving it much thought. At times, the outcome of the trivial action changes our life completely. Is this our carefully crafted destiny or just chance? On the other hand, would it be a justified punishment if one suffers heavy losses because of a trivial action or a statement one has made, which may have been unintended? A trivial omission or a lapse in awareness, and you end up with a life-changing tragedy. You are stepping down a bus, just one wrong step, and you are paralyzed in all your limbs for the rest of your life. To give a single statement unintended and lose a job or a friendship for the rest of your life. Are these examples just a chance or your destiny and a result of your good or bad karmas? The science can explain the paralysis, but it can't explain the extent of suffering, which is grossly disproportionate to the degree of the lapse in awareness in stepping down a bus. Here are some examples of how a single and small incident can be a major turning point in someone's life. A health official and an expert in data analysis and statistics who had worked in the United Nations wrote a letter to a chief minister in India highlighting the problems in the state. He did not have any political ambitions. That single letter got him the job of a political strategist and made him the most sought after political strategist in the country. A second example. A single letter changed the life of a software engineer. She came across a job advert in a newspaper for a software engineer's post in a multinational company. They wanted only a male applicant. She wrote a letter to the chairperson of the company, questioning their demand only for a male applicant. She was not expecting any reply, but the chairman of the company wrote back and met her, and she got the job. Third example. A struggling male model who was unknown to a Bollywood actress and the former Miss Universe posted a romantic note on her social media, not expecting to receive any reply from her. However, she did reply to him and they started a relationship. Number four, the fourth example. A junior psychiatrist, now a retired professor of psychiatry in India, wrote a letter to a world-renowned professor of psychiatry in London in 1970s seeking advice. He never thought he will get a reply to his letter, but he did, and the two became friends and worked together for the next 40 years. To conclude, we put people on a pedestal, create halos around them, and fail to see the human being inside as a human being. A human being who is insecure deep within, who needs a connection and an acknowledgement of their existence, wants recognition, respect, appreciation, and who has a caring heart and wants to do something for others. It's also true that we must acknowledge the extraordinary qualities of commoners, which is not as uncommon as we think, and bow to those qualities as well, and try to imbibe them in our lives. Life is so complicated and difficult for everyone. And if we fail to get a response from someone to our initiative, we assume that the person is not interested. However, the fact may be that they were interested, but things got lost in the crowd of messages that they receive every day. And sending a reminder is always helpful before giving up. The formula propounded by Don Miguel-Ruiz in his book, The Four Agreements, published in 1997, would be relevant here. The four agreements are: number one, don't assume anything. Number two, don't take anything personally. Number three, be impeccable with your words. Number four, do your best. The self-help gurus remind us that it's our thought process that is the limiting factor. All the great achievers have thought and planned big, irrespective of what station in life they were from. This is the first necessary step in winning. You don't win if you are not in. Thank you. This recording was brought to you from the Nature Consultancy, based at the Emotions Clinic Education and Training Center in Stoke-on-Trent, England.